if you like your music on vinyl, there is a particular library that will lend you some vinyl so you can spin some tunes. It's Sunbury Library. Patrick Javaris is the Hume Library Collections Coordinator. Thanks for joining us, Patrick.
Yeah, g'day, Raf. How you going?
Tell me what's on offer at the Sunbury Library.
We've put a collection of vinyl records in there to add to our lending collection. So I guess libraries are always about making, providing access to information and entertainment. And, yeah, we're looking for new ways to do that all the time. And this is the latest one. So you can come in and pick up a record.
So you borrow the vinyl, but it gets scratched, right? Like, is that going to work?
Yeah, so this is what a lot of people have said to me. But, you know, we're staff will take you aside and give you a little quick lesson in how to handle it. And we're putting the trust into our community. And, we think we're going to be all right.
And why? Like, did a whole lot of people ask? Or who came up with the idea?
So it's been kicking around for a little while down in Sunbury. And if you know the area, you know they've got a proud sort of musical tradition.
Absolutely.
There going back,
yep,
to the Sunbury Pop Festival. And yeah, you know, sales of records are kind of outstripping CDs now. So libraries have had CDs for a long time. But yeah, it's about sort of, I suppose it's not trying to be retro, but thinking that, you know, this is a new way of engaging with music in some ways, a new old way, I suppose. But, you know, it's about, you know, holding the artwork in your hand and a different way of engaging with music as opposed to the highly digitized way that we listen to music these days.
Do you cop a library fine if you scratch it?
Libraries are, we're trying to remove barriers to access, and we've removed overdue fines for most of our materials, but we will be asking people to replace this if stuff's badly damaged.
Right.
But we'll see how we go with that one, Raf.
And if I walk
it's a bit of an experiment.
If I walk in, are you the person I ask if I want a recommendation? Like, you know, what top of my list, what should I borrow? What's the best thing out of the, how many have you got?
So we've got about 200 records at this stage.
And what's your top recommendation?
Well, look, we've got a bit of classic stuff in there, but one focus we've got on the collection is to really sort of showcase, you know, contemporary artists and local stuff. So we've got records in there from like Baker Boy and Courtney Barnett,
right,
local bands like Surprise Chef, Camp Cope, Jala. But, you know, there'll be a bit of classic Cold Chisel or Paul Kelly,
right,
Talking Heads, that kind of thing in there as well. So, yeah, there's hopefully a little bit of something for everyone.
Do you loan out record players?
That's on the list.
Oh, is it?
We're thinking about that because,
right,
the feedback we've got so far is that people are dragging their old record players out. But, yeah, I mean, it goes along with providing access. We're looking at ways that we can provide the record players as well.
Wow. Thanks for your time, Patrick.
All right. Thanks, Raf.
Patrick Javaris there from he's the Hume Library Collections Coordinator, but that is available at the Sunbury Library. 200 delectable pieces of vinyl. What next for Hawthorn? Can the AFL